When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On Trackside, the Mountain Yard.
JJ, since you are here and Tags is not, take it away. I'll get to Tags in a moment.
So I'm really aligned to the Punters Club today, which is problematic when Acid Wash goes under for us. But having said that, I like Maven Bell in race two from Ellerslie, race two, number one. She's the best horse in the race. Now, there's a bit of a query on where she's at overall, but her record's fantastic. You've only got to look at her overall career record. Trust the fact that Mark Walker's got her ready to go. She's 4 from 7 at 6 furlongs. Opie's had 4 rides on her for 3 wins. I think it all stacks up for her. She's definitely better with some cut in the ground, so the firm ground might not bring the absolute best out in her, but I'm backing the fact that Tiakau on the big day have got her ready to rock and roll. So race two, number one, Maven Bell. I'm not with La Creek. I reckon she's right off the boil. Ever since she went under out here in the Empire Rose in that group one, when she was, everyone in the world was on her. It hasn't quite, it's been real stop start for her since then. So, you know, she resumed at Te Rapa behind Imperatrice, beaten 7 lengths. Now that's probably not that disgraceful, to be honest. She was in behind Levante when she was favourite. She was beaten by Prowess. So her form's really good, but she just hasn't won races at all. She has not won since before she came to Flemington. So I'm happy to take La Creek on. She's also, you know, becoming a veteran mare. So I'm with Luberon there, number 14, race 3, number 14. It's a 3-year-old filly, this horse. I think going the other way in terms of La Creek. La Creek might be just leveling off or just on the downward trajectory in her career. So race 3, number 14, Luberon. I'm keen on Legio 10 at Randwick, race 8, number 3. And at Moonee Valley, definitely keen on Running By. So now we've got a back Running By straight out, unfortunately, because Acid Wash went under. So race 4, number 2, I think Running By will be winning. I also have got plenty of time for Philosopher. Horse is absolutely airborne. Sticks to Moonee Valley, sticks to the 1,000 metres, D-lane on. I think it'll start favourite. It almost is favourite now, race 8, number 1. And then I'm going to take V8 on, which will upset my man Kelvin.
Yeah, myself.
Race 9, number 11, Southport Tycoon. I'm happy to be with the Mar Eustace runner there because I think they're going to go out with a bang. So that's pretty much how I'm playing the day today, Cameron.
All right, just quickly, I'll get to Tags' bests after this, but I will have to point this out. He's got 2 Canadians today, and one of them starts here in the second at Moonee Valley. So his Canadian at Moonee Valley is race 2, number 1, race 3, number 5, race 6, number 2, race 7, number 3, and race 10, number 6. So his Moonee Valley Canadian is this. This is not a best for Tags. I want to point this out. It's up on his, in his words, it's up on my Twitter if anyone asks. Race 2, number 1. Race 3, number 5. Race 6, number 2. Race 7, number 3. And race 10, number 6. I'll get to his best bets after this race, but if you want to have his Canadian at the Valley, it does include the toppy here in the second at the Valley, a dandy man. For sports bet, what's the major market movers, if any, here, JJ, over the mile?
Yes, well, I'll tell you what, there's been a nice move in favour of a couple of horses here. So our previous favourite was Sear 7 for Mitchell Friedman, but it's now been replaced by Brooklyn Boss. Of course, Damien Lane rides. That's a big factor. Last start winner here, drawn beautifully. Sear 7's a $3.40 chance. A Dandy Man's also been well supported. Tatum Bull claims 3 kilos. Last start winner, Tommy Dabernig, the trainer, into $5. That win at Warrnambool over 1,400 was pretty good. So there's money around for a Dandy Man. And then aside from those horses, there's not much to speak of. Coastal Town and Quite the Lasser, $13 and $14 respectively. But your favourite is Brooklyn Boss for that man, Damien Lane.
All right, Dandy Man here for the Canadian. It would be quite ironic if he knows a Canadian and doesn't show up to work.
Do you reckon I don't think he's... Have you had correspondence from him?
I haven't. I said to him, turn your phone on silent because didn't want people calling and texting him and whatever while he's trying to have a sleep.
I think he might be on his way then because if he's not, if you haven't heard from him, he's probably okay.
Here we go. Second at the Valley over the mile, away they go.
Do you reckon I should move?
No. I don't ever want to bring it up.
He'll refuse to come on air, won't he?
Well, he's done that before as a Dandy Man goes forward. When Paddy sat in his seat and he refused to come on air. Were you really?
Maybe you weren't here.
Maybe I wasn't. I've been here when he's cracked it before.
I think I might have been in the big boy chair. Anyway, we're going to we are in front.
Oh, the speed's on though. But this thing's come across and fired up a Dandy Man. Even more.
Yeah, this is no good over the mile for us. Brooklyn Boss has just got the drop on him here. D-Lane's just saying, oh, come
on. When was the last time D-Lane put a horse in a bad spot? Yeah. Even yesterday, he had one early, three wide, no cover, and still bolted in.
Geez, he produced a fine ride on one Thursday night. All righty. He's got the absolute drop on them. He'd be quite short in the run if you were looking to get involved. Sportsbet have got Brooklyn Boss, $2 chance in the run, which makes sense because these two have been eyeball for eyeball.
As long as you can get out. That horse coming around him. He's popped out plenty.
Popped out 3D. Absolutely jogged up into this race.
So the Mooney Valley Canadian is gone because the Dandy Man's the first thing beaten. Yep. Now, snuck up the inside is the one, the grey.
Yeah, good little ride on Conrad.
It was, but Brooklyn Boss just gets off the point of the turn of the valley, gets to him, although it's going to need the line.
It is going to need the line.
Here comes C7, going to need the line, and did not get it.
Oh, geez, he tried to lift it.
No, Jayla Kennedy, C7 right on the line. It's a Drinkwise photo finish. No, it's not. Sky Racing has said, stuff you. It's won the race.
Claim wins the race there.
Mm-hmm.
Good ride. Absolutely. Was able to loop him and swoop. Looked like Brooklyn Boss was off to the races. It was off to the races. Tell you what, it was in for the fight. But C7, just too good. Comes with all the momentum and wins by a short half head.
We have said this a lot about Jayla Kennedy on this station, but she can absolutely ride. It takes a little while for Tags to give any credit to some of these apprentices coming through. And he, to be fair to him, he also explains it quite well. But that's a big... And that'll be her first Metro win, I think.
Wow.
I think that'll be her first Metro win.
Lucas got 57.
Drinkwise photo finish. What?
57, 8 and 5.
What quarter is it?
Minute 20 to go in the third.
Okay. What's Booker got?
I'm just starting to think whether Luca can get 82.
So, no, well, he wouldn't get 82.
Won't do it.
He would get 81. Because it is, of course, the tragic anniversary of the death of Kobe Bryant today. I think there are players who are chasing 81. I don't think they would go past Kobe Bryant on the anniversary of his death. Now, I could be well and truly wrong. Well and truly wrong. But if the game is... What's the score?
It's 103.96.
Okay, so still it's a tight close one. So if it's... If it's tight late, he doesn't really have a choice, to be fair.
Booker's hit the skid. So Booker had 29 the first quarter. He's got 48 at nearly three-quarter time.
Okay. Yeah, I would be very surprised unless if the game is done, I don't think he goes past Kobe.
They haven't shot the ball enough, these two. Booker's 16 of 24, 6 from 9 from deep. Better shoot the rock a little bit more.
Are the Suns winning?
Yes.
Who are they playing?
Indiana. Okay. They were given to me as a. I've got a person who sends me 5-star bets, which means we're on here.
Yeah.
And he sent the Suns as a 5-star play.
Okay.
Today, they're up by 3 points, 103 to 100. So Luka's the same, 20 of 26. Kobe was like 28 of 46 or something, when he did that. He started slowly in that game too. I've watched the whole game a couple of times. And it's a really boring and regulation game early days. Jalen Rose is trying to guard him at the Staples Centre, and he just, in the third quarter, he just goes completely berserk.
And Jalen's been able to take the mickey out of himself over the years. You can't take that too seriously when you've had history on you. All right, just quickly, we'll get back to tags as best. This is the Manning Yard. You can always float onto scn.com.au/tips if you want to check it out earlier. So at the Valley today, race 3, number 5, Fire of Etna for tags. His first best at the Valley comes up in the next race. And he goes back to back here, trying to get a race-to-race running double. Race 4, number 3, Toronto Terrier. The mile, if he's ever going to get it, you think today is the day. And go to Randwick, race 9, number 1, Estadio Mestalla.
Yep.
And then race 10, number 3, either or, which you touched on a little bit earlier in the day, JJ. So his best, he's got four bests. The Valley, race 3, number 5, race 4, number 3, Randwick, race 9, number 1, and race 10, number 3. He's off the bench, Trixie. I don't think he was on off the bench.
No, he wasn't.
Good. I said to him, go sleep, tell Sammy Watson, do not call. He's Trixie, is Fire of Etna, Toronto Terrier, and then at Randwick, either or. So this is off the bench, Trixie, which starts in the next at the Valley. He's Randwick, Canadian. Race 2, number 1. Race 5, number 6. Race 7, number 2. Race 9, number 1. And race 10, number 3. The Mooney Valley Canadian is gone, but Randwick's still alive and it fires off in 13 minutes. Race 2, number 1. Race 6, number 6. Race 7, number 2. Race 9, number 1. And race 10, number 3. As he did say to me, all his tips are up on his Twitter page as well, at Captain Tag. So check it out if you've missed it. And hopefully little man is not too far away. My bests today, I'm with Running By. I think he will control the race. I know Toronto Terrier will be off the back of him and try and peel off it, but I think Running By suits perfectly. And Johnny Allen already got a winner. So race 4, number 2 is where I'm going to start. We've got a race 6. And I'm taking on Man K in here. Independent Road beat all but Dunkel here last start, or two starts ago. Went to the 1,700 metres at Geelong. We were there, JJ. I just think 1,700 metres at this time in his prep's just too sharp for him. He gets back to the 2,000. Jai McNeil gets him a nice run in transit. I'm with Independent Road to beat Man K.
Okay.
And then in race 9, I am with V8. I think it's a really good race. I have gone a little wider in the quaddy, so I'm not one out, which is what I traditionally do in this type of situation. But I'm with V8 and what is a very good Australia Stakes. We go to Randwick. Only one bet so far over the course of the afternoon. It's Felix Majestic in race number 7. Of course, we remember what happened last time. Felix Majestic went around, ridden by Molly Burke. It was a very fast run race. And then Gareth and Tags argued about 4 hours about jockey etiquette. This is tougher, but I think he gets an easier run in transit from that gate. Last time, as you might recall, he had to come from, I think, barrier 8 or 9. Sunny Coast, I leave most of it up to Chris Nelson, but, you know, I love a cup. So a little later on into the afternoon, the Sunny Coast Cup is race number 8. And I am with Chatty Lady, number 5.
Chris O.
Is he?
Mm.
Well, I couldn't be any more confident now.
Here he is. Look at him.
Here he is. In the house. In the house, little Tagaloa. And you know what? I've got an early play at Newcastle. An early play at Newcastle as well. He looks actually fresher than I've ever seen him. Race 2, number 2. The horse's Unusual Legacy. Waller trained, won on debut. The Kiwi horse got here. Got beaten at a short price at Newcastle, but felt like it needs further. Got to the 1850. Gets it today. So race 2, number 2 at Newcastle at 2 o'clock. As the great man is in the house. D Taggart. Are you telling me this just, well, you don't want to be announced?
Yeah, I'm here. I'll tell you what, coming in.
Yeah.
Are we on 1593 today?
Only until 2 o'clock.
Well, I wouldn't.
Oh, 1593, no run there all day, I hope.
I wouldn't know that it was a racing show because all I heard was Kobe and Luca and three-quarter time on JJ. I'm thinking, oh, what, there's no football on? Well, you don't speak racing while I'm not here.
We gave you tips. We gave all your best. We gave you Canadian. Bad luck on your Valley Canadian.
Yeah, bad luck.
What happened?
I got beat.
Are A dandy man.
First thing beat, a dandy man.
We talked basketball.
Oh, I was a beat. Did it get beat? I didn't even watch the race. Switzerland was a good one.
Your tips.
How did a dandy man go?
Around about 11th, beating 15 links.
I said it was a rough one. I just threw it out there.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't even back it out, straight out. Anyway, let's go to a break, eh? So we can get ourselves set up.
Okay, let's do it.